Dulles Airport, Virginia. Thea Duffy took a moment to wipe her hands free of gravel and mud from the puddle of dirty, slushy water she'd just fallen in. She awkwardly shifted to sit on the adjacent pavement, thinking about how to get her feet weighed down by her heavy bag. She glanced around to see who had seen her spectacular wipeout. Everyone. Awesome. She gave a little wave and an embarrassed smile to reassure the gawkers that she was fine and they could go on about their business. Yep, nothing to see here. Nothing at all. It was turning into one of those days. While not exactly a wild child, Thea had spent 38 years in the woods of West Virginia. As the only child on a survivalist compound, her experiences in the world were limited to the small town adjacent to her mountaintop home. Even though Rocky Top was the largest town in her county, it was far from a booming metropolis. On top of that, Thea spent a lot of time in her head. Uncle Rio called it daydreaming. Her Uncle Seamus called it having her head stuck up her ass. Whatever you called her frequent trips into La La Land, an unending litany of musical notes, riffs, and whatnot in her mind often led her into situations like this. A typical day in the life of Thea Duffy, 1 minute walking along, humming a haunting melody, searching for that elusive note, the next minute, ass over tea kettle with her legs flailing in the air, water seeping into her undies. Thea sighed as she lifted the strap of her heavy satchel bag over her head. She carefully set it out of the range of mud. Bending her knees closer to her chest, she gauged the damage from falling on all fours in a puddle the size of a small ditch. The knees of both pant legs were muddy and torn in places, with no hope for recovery or cover-up. Super! Driving in early from the mountain instead of getting a hotel had seemed reasonable, as she'd listened to Wes, her long-lost brother and uncles, talk about being alone in the dangerous city. However, driving through the narrow roads across the Shenandoah Valley had left her exhausted, overwhelmed, and not feeling the 7-hour international flight ahead of her. The side trip to the mud puddle rounded out the morning. As a rule, Thea looked on the bright side, especially given all the out-of-control things in her life. So, falling in a mud puddle at the airport? Check. This is the way her life rolled, and reason number 53, why she was thrilled to stay in her mountain cabin up on the ridge and do her own thing. Pushing her long black hair out of her face, she shifted her sunglasses up onto her head and looked around for the best way to get herself off the ground.
"Do you need some help, miss?"
The voice startled her, coming out of the blue like that. A spectacular man, tall and handsome, in a crisp blue suit, leaned toward her, hand extended. Did she need help? Just a little. Some days, Thea wondered how she'd ever survived her childhood. For the most part, she was a walking disaster. She'd been the freak child of her small mountain town, lost in her head or constantly scribbling down music on scraps of paper. A musical virtuoso. Thea snorted. Right. Reaching up, she gripped his hand and allowed him to pull her up. Keeping her head ducked, she adjusted her clothes, wiping as much dirt off as possible. Not that it helped. She felt incredibly rumpled compared to the black, polished shoes and sharply creased suit pants she could see from the corner of her eye. "Thank you," she said softly.
"Happy to help, ma'am."
His voice was deep and soothing, somehow making her feel better and worse at the same time. She shifted, wishing she could sink into the ground. The man just stood there as if waiting for something. Thea shifted nervously. "Thank you,
Jake,"
he said, flashing a smile that made butterflies flutter in her stomach. "Wow."
"This is Nico."
Jake motioned to a second man, dark-haired and as beautiful as the first, who moved to her other side. Nico bent down to grab the strap of the satchel bag she'd taken off earlier. "Oh, sorry, I've got that." As she took the handle, her hand brushed against his, sending a shiver through her. Wow, these guys were way out of her league. Of course, she didn't always have run-ins with the Bubbas and Clems of the world, but these guys reminded her of Sean and the other deputies that had come to Rocky Top with her ex-Navy SEAL brother, Wes. They were tall, well-built, and even without uniforms, had an air of military about them. Thea didn't know why, but she felt like they were security or spies or something.
"Did you need something else, ma'am?"
Nico asked, glancing at an expensive watch before looking back at her. Embarrassed to be caught staring, Thea quickly responded, sorry. "Get back on track, Thea. Don't be late." She was going to miss her flight if she didn't get going. "Could you point me in the direction of a bathroom so I can change?" Thea's hand fluttered down to her wet pants.
"Straight ahead through those double doors, then take a left. You should see them."
Nico's voice was rumbly and just as delicious as Jake's. "Great, thanks again for your help." Gathering her things, she quickly moved forward, pulling her large rolling luggage, her satchel, briefcase, and purse strapped across her chest like a bandolero. "Don't look back. Don't look back." She was good until she got to the sliding doors. Then she quickly looked over her shoulder. Both men were standing where she'd left them, watching her intently. "Yikes!" Thea gave a small, embarrassed wave. Jake nodded in response, and Thea moved forward quickly into the bustling building. Despite this morning's mishaps, she was excited to finally be traveling to London for the award ceremony. She still couldn't believe that she'd won and half expected to receive a call that it had all been a mistake, that they'd meant a different Thea Duffy. "You are successful. You are successful. You are successful." Thea took a deep breath and practiced her positive affirmations before moving into the restroom. Crossing the space, she pushed open the large accessible stall, dropping her bag to the floor before pulling out a dry set of clothing. As she changed, she tried to calm down and forget about the rough start of the day.